Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, young Busy Bone, Tribe. Yes, indeed, we got badass in the building.
All right, everybody, welcome to Versatile Radio. Kind of, you know, keep it versatile. Yes, Eric, we're waiting for Mr. Carlos Trejo to join us, and hopefully, you know, all these bold callers that have been calling in on Mondays. Come on now, bring it. How you doing, Eric?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Mary?
All right. You know, always pushing. Had a bad day, but it doesn't matter.
Well, you'll have a better day tomorrow. You'll have a better day tomorrow.
Always. Ain't nothing or nobody ever.
Right. Hey, we had a good show last night with Carlos Trios. He'll be on again next Monday, correct?
Yes. And just to remind the audience, this the show's on Mondays, Real Talk with Mr. Carlos Trejos. That also involves Mr. Eric Bush. Them two there are putting in a whole lot of work on the topic, which right now we are going to be proceeding with part two of the topic of violence. And as we said, you know, that's going to be going, it can go pretty wide. But I just want to thank Eric Bush and Carlos Trejos for that. You guys stay tuned because it'll get better.
Hey, Mary, that's going to be a four Monday sequel we're going to be doing regarding violence?
Yes, sir.
That's great. And you folks out there that are listening, make sure you call in. We'd love to talk to you and get your opinion on the violence topic we'll be talking about. Carlos, are you there yet?
You know what? He actually has not joined us yet. As you guys all know, he's staying dedicated from Mexico, and we're actually going to be we'll get him on the line here pretty quick so that he can join us. But for now, we're going to start the show off with a funky little beat. How about that, Eric?
Bye.
right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. We're back here, back on Versatile Radio. I'm Eric Bush, and on the other line, we have Carlos Trejo. Hey, Carlos, what's up?
Yeah, man, what's up, Eric, man? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. How about you?
I am doing great, man. Just right here, you know, enjoying this this nice night out here in Mexico.
I hear you.
It's feeling nice and cool, man, feeling all this hot weather, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
But
sounds,
you know,
good. Hey, we're gonna. We're gonna go through Carlos, about last night real quick about the topic of violence, and we will have part two coming up Monday night, and we're gonna continue
mm-hmm.
the series for a couple of Mondays. And real quick, tell them a little bit about what we'll be discussing.
Okay, we're gonna continue discussing the topic of violence, you know, violence and how it affects, you know, growing up in you know, a poor neighborhood, you know, lower middle
right.
class neighborhood, and we're gonna have some psychologists come in and you know, take some callers and they could give their insights on it as far as, you know, how mental illness and violence go together, you know.
Right.
We're gonna have that, and it's gonna be good stuff, man. Hopefully, people
well,
tune
good
in.
Good stuff
and
last night, though.
In.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that was, man. That guy that called in, man. That funny guy. That's a lot of time in his hands, man. He's a funny guy because he comes up with this stuff, but then he doesn't stick to the script, you know. He starts like jumping all over the place, and it's kind of funny, but.
He might be an out of work comedian, and we're, you know,
you
giving
know,
him free airtime.
I think he's the same one.
Auditions.
I suspect that he's the same one that called in on the first show.
Yeah.
Well, he called in. Remember, he was talking about that he's from Colorado, the land of weed and hippies.
right.
Yeah,
right.
I think that I recognize that voice.
Like,
I think he's the same guy.
We'll call back and be square, but once again, we're going to be taking calls regarding violence, so feel more free to call in on Mondays, and I'll be with Carlos Trejo. And other than that, how'd your day go, Carlos?
It went cool, man. I got up pretty early today, you know, started watching the news, you know, hearing about what's going on out there in Syria and President talking today, and I was seeing how everybody's minds just changed, man. Everybody,
right?
Like, people don't want to know what to do, man. They don't know if they want to go to war or not, you know. And it seems to me
like
they have more of a good reason this time than the Iraq war, you know.
Right.
So I was tripping
right,
out of that
right,
today.
Right.
You know, I was kind of watching a lot of that. I enjoy all that current news and all that,
right.
man.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's kind of interesting, too, because if you think about that, Carlos, that's also a little sign of violence there on both sides.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah, it's like the way I see it, man. I mean, you can't solve a problem over there by killing more people, because, I mean, they're going to send
right,
troops
exactly.
out there. And, you know, they're not going to allow themselves. So there's going to be American deaths. There's going to be civilian
right.
casualties. And it's just going
right.
to equal to... You know, there was 1,421 people that died in Syria because of that chemical weapons attack.
Right. Uh-huh.
I would imagine there would be way more deaths if they went to war, man. There has to be some other way that they could resolve it, you know,
exactly,
peaceful
exactly,
way.
Exactly. Because you figure.
But
you're,
bottom line, though, you two, what is your opinion about, you know, taking a step back, look at the big picture, all right? And what do you guys think about all this as far as it being biblically prophesied?
That
well,
it's what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
That it's prophesied that it was everything that's going on in the world. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just kind of wanted to, you know, throw a little curveball right there.
what do you feel on
that,
Mr. Bush?
Well, you know, I don't know. It's stuff that I listen about, but I don't really know about. You know, I'd rather hear, you know, from the top instead of just hearing it from, you know, watching TV or whatever.
Right.
It's kind of a mess because you know, us, you know, the people kind of sense could say we have nothing to do with this, you know, to police the world, you know, we have nothing to do with it. So it's kind of hard to think of what you do. You know, it's kind of touchy.
Yeah. I mean, the way I see it was, I'm sorry, go ahead, Mary.
No, it's on you.
Well, I was going to say, I mean,
I was responding to his remarks as far as it could be touchy. So,
yeah. I mean, it could be seen in that way, and you could think back in history and you could put it on that too, you know, Hitler and Saddam Hussein and all these crazy people, you know, everybody was like, man, that's the Antichrist, man. That's the beginning of the end right there, you know, and then it turns out. I remember some people were even saying that Obama was the Antichrist, you know, because he's loved, you know, and that they say that that's what it's going to be. So somebody is going to know how to lead and be followed by people. But, I mean, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. That's the way
right,
I see
exactly.
It, you know?
There's nothing you can do about it. Right. I mean, it's in bigger hands than we can all think of. It's in much bigger hands. And
cool.
Go ahead, Carlos.
What do you think, Mary? What do you think? Do you feel that it's actually the prophecy falling into place?
Most definitely. I am a very strong believer in Lord Jesus Christ. Him being the Son of God, I believe in the Bible, everything that is written in the Bible, and I know for a fact that we are in the book, and probably almost to the end of the book of Revelation, and I'm not trying to make this any type of religious type of thing, because I don't want to scare nobody away, but most definitely, I consider, you know, just life in general as, because I do have a whole lot of faith. I was blessed with the gift of not, I wouldn't say the gift, but that's how the Lord made me as far as, you know, having faith. So everything that comes at me, no matter how hard it is, let's do this. You know what I'm saying? Because I personally believe that, you know, God created me and each and every one of us to be who we are, what we are, where we are right now for a reason. And, just want to encourage everybody, you know, let's not hate, let's collaborate. And if you guys do truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and, you know, that we are not here permanently, that we are only here temporarily, that eternity is, I don't even want to get into it, but let's just do this, you know, and show the love, one love, basically, yeah.
Right. Can we get to a thing
out
there?
I feel you.
Any of your listeners, call in and let us know what you think. Even the comedian from Colorado, you call in on yourself and you can talk to him.
Yeah, if you want to call in as Jesus or something.
I love how you said comedian, dammit. Because that is exactly what they are.
Yeah, but hey, you know what? He's taking his time, though. He's taking his time out of his way to come up with this skit, you know, this comedy skit. So that,
I pray we get an even better comedian than him than if he can't hang, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But,
you know?
That's right.
Right. But we get the
hey, so Mary,
what? A little bit.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. It looks like we're going to put some rock jams, a little bit of a diverse sound tonight.
Almost definitely. Right now, Miss Mary Fisher is going to take a break and fill up on some ice on my cup because, you know, I'm frappuccinoing tonight. And, you know.
Oh.
We'll be right back.
Hey, well, you can now. You can
stuff right there.
Yeah, yeah. DJ Betinho, out of Brazil right there.
Yeah, out of Brazil. He be jamming a lot.
Yeah, shit, okay. So he's way down south.
Yeah, no. But, yeah, he's with the freestyle. He does his thing, you know, with the mix. And you know, especially being from a country like that, you know, and being in the game the way that he is, gosh,
yeah, well, that's right, a lot of good beats down Brazil. A lot of good beats down there. A lot of good music.
Yeah, isn't that where David Guetta's from or something?
Europe, from Europe, yeah. Yeah, David, I hope you guys tuning in to Dance Music Authority, actually prior known as Freestyle Paradise Radio with DJ Shadow. He's getting it with David Guetta. Yeah, yeah. You know, want to express a whole lot of love. DJ Shadow, Mr. Ivan Hernandez, and the whole camp right there. With Freestyle Paradise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Putting it down to ones and twos.
Everybody on the team. Yeah.
Hey, man, I remember the first time I was hosting with you, and we were listening to some of the mixes by Shadow, and that just kind of blew me away. Really good. Really good material. All right, goes off to you, Shadow.
Such a very gifted DJ, Mr. DJ Shadow. Yeah.
Right. He had the kids stealing my music. They took my radio right out the house.
That's right. Yeah. No matter what, you know, although, you know, you guys might not be seeing him on Versatile Radio a whole lot, like you know, he was via post or even live on air or vice versa with them, but you know, the whole purpose here is just move forward and everything are designated to do. And that's what him and I are doing right now, and they're all the artists out there, you know. But bottom line, never know hating, just collaborating, and you know, we're always here, we're always a part of them, as well as they are we. Mr. DJ Shadow, and Freestyle Paradise Radio, Dance Music Authority, he's done nothing but help me, via me not knowing anything about radio broadcasting. Mr. Hernandez is very experienced in the radio industry, and he said nothing but help me and advise me, and
that's all good.
I appreciate to him and the whole crew out there in New York. A whole lot of love to Amaretto, Casey, and
right,
Clearcut.
What's up to AC the promoter? Don't forget him.
AC the promoter, you know, my homeboy Lowly right here. I call him, you know, my homebro, Mr. Young Grav. We opened up with one of his songs. He was on a track, actually, Busy Bone was on a track with him, shooting at me. A whole lot of love for Mr. Young Grav. And that's one talented young man, and not just because that's my homeboy, but it is what it is. And you know, everybody else, Mr. Alex Jimenez out of Parker, Arizona, anybody and everybody, Chuck Taylor, all you guys, everybody that's been on my show, Cuba Swift, you know, I'm, you know, kind of drawn blank right now, but we have a 6 month anniversary coming up, Versatile Radio, and that whole week of our anniversary, we are going to play nothing but artists that have been on our show, your guys' music. You know, that's how I'm going to celebrate Versatile Radio's 6 month anniversary.
Mary, you know what?
You know,
I would have.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to interrupt you, but I would have thought Versatile Radio had been around longer than that. From in 6 months, the size that it is and the way it's growing, it's headed in a very good direction.
In a good positive manner.
I would have thought you would have said it would have been the year and a half, 2 year anniversary or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you very much.
You're ahead of the game, Mary.
do what you do.
I've always been that type of person, even as a youngster, you know. I have to throw it out there, but just being, you know, anytime I jump into something, I'm always in the game. And instead of that, can you guys hear me okay?
We can hear
you.
Yeah,
we can hear you.
Okay, I apologize. No, it's because having some technical difficulties right here in the office. You know, it's a whole lot of new equipment, and which actually is gonna coincide with what I'm saying right now.
Right.
I'm the type of person that, you know, if I get into something, it's always been I'm a little bit behind, but hey, I want to catch up. You know what I'm saying? And via me, coming out of prison and being not too computer literate and
right,
else,
right.
You know, yeah. I just try to, you know, get it out there, and it ain't nothing but for the love of everybody. You know, no hating, nothing at all. Even if
playing, promoting that's good.
And
shit.
If I'm not playing your music and you're an artist and you're submitting your tracks to me, I want to encourage you to continue making music and making that positive music, because that's what we're about. We want to promote positive music, and although, you know, maybe you haven't made a track that's positive and we're not playing it here, we want to encourage you to do it, because you can.
Right.
You know, make that music that you want your kids to bump and to turn up and to groove to or bop their heads to. And, thank you for that, though, Carlos. Yeah, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? And,
I got another question.
Sure.
Another question for you about Versatile. I mean, was like the whole Versatile Radio, was that something that was kind of like your baby, like as far as like you've been thinking about it for a long time? You know what I mean, coming up with the ideas of how you want to do it, or did one day you just say, you know what, music, I love music, and you just came up with it, and out of your head you built it. How did the whole sound, or how did the whole creation of it come along?
Right.
Is
you
pretty
know,
much my question.
That's actually a very good question, and I'm glad you asked that. I was hoping one day somebody would ask that on air. Radio broadcasting, to me, has been something that I never even thought of doing. I've always been a lover of music. Grew into making music, being a musician, and be it that everything that I've ever gone through as far as doing time and you know, be what it is, you know, in my soul being a lover of music, I started my therapy. I used music as my therapy as far as me growing into adulthood. And using that as far as it being my safe zone and becoming a lover of it, to kind of, you know, cut it short and not get into too much detail, recently, which was at the beginning of this year, 2013, I came out of prison and discharged my third number, California. I'm done with it, and I said, you know, I'm going to do things right this time. For like a year and a half that I was out, because the music always taking me back to prison. As far as trying to get my equipment via getting it illegally, committing fraud, nothing I'm proud of, but part of my testimony. I have committed fraud, I've done robbery, but I have done my time for it, I've paid for it, I've been in many programs, I've graduated programs. And I've grown, you know, unfortunately, so late in my life, me being the age that I am, but it is what it is. Back to radio, beginning of 2013, my very beloved cousin, Mr. Tri Kohler, out of freaking California, because he's always knowing that, you know, he has a cousin that's a producer. Him and I have never really actually touched down musically and collaborating because I've always been away. But I come out, and now I want to pay attention. And now I'm on Facebook, you know, and I'm thinking, like, wow, these people are, like, you know, promoting music, and what's it about, you know what I mean? And then, you know, he sends, I finally listened to his track, and I'm like, fuck, yeah, or my language, but, yeah, this show, I think I have mature audience, but, so I start,
yeah,
you know, promoting his stuff and on the internet, and then I get a phone call from Brown Star Radio, okay, that he wants to, and this is when he also started back in at the beginning of the year. You know, he wanted to know if I wanted to be a guest on his station. Sure, you know, I'm all happy. Oh yeah, you know, oh shit, my shit's banging now. You know what I'm saying? And then we get on his station, and I bring, you know, Mr. Tripolar, my cousin, who I was representing at the time with the song Struggle, and we continue, you know, and as we broadcast, and I go on, and I actually am the interviewee. I start getting ideas and submitting them to Brown Star Radio, and then, you know, I don't really want to get into too much detail, but, you know, things didn't work out there as far as, you know, I just, you know, ideas started coming to my head, and, you know, it wasn't my station, so I have somebody else hitting me up that if I wanted to get my own station, sure, we did that. That was Mr. Big Rob. Was with him about a month, and I named the station Versatile Radio. Things that work out with him and I. So, you know, because I named the station, and to me, I think it's an excellent name. Via me being a producer and where my heart is in music, you know, as far as it being versatile, I fought to keep the name, kept the name, continued, and opened up my own station, and here we are.
Absolutely. That's right. Yeah.
Hey, Mary,
you know what? I gotta say,
you're
gonna
be a role model to people out there, man.
Yeah.
Most definitely, but you know, bottom line, you know, I do produce music. I produce beats, dance music, freestyle music, electric dance music, hip hop. If you guys need beats, any of you artists. Upcoming artists, underground artists, get at me. That's what I do specialize in. I kept the station because I was not gonna let my music or my boy's music, Mr. Tribe, where I was gonna let that die, being that we did a preview, or we actually came out on Brown Star Radio. That is the reason we actually kept Versatile Radio. Mr. Tripolar and I named the station, which was actually the title of our first CD, Versatile, and you know, you guys get at me, it's just but love. My prices are they're not outrageous whatsoever at all. We are very knowledgeable as far as the royalties and all that, so you know, we lease beats, we sell beats, we can, you know, rent you a beat, whatever you guys need as far as your financial situation. If we're there for you, we can get it. So, you guys, yes, you know, like I said on last night's show, stay tuned. We are going to go ahead and be announcing, and a lot of things are going to surface as far as what production of Versatile Radio is about. You know, you know, it may not show, but it don't matter, you know. I'm doing what I'm doing, and to tell you, because I'm tired. I'm so tired. I'm not young. I'm tired. And,
yeah.
You know, my legs are getting out.
I feel you.
Yeah, I'm running with my heart, so you know what I'm saying? It's the blessing that, you know, I got these two men on board with me right now. And
yeah, it's like now we got more outlets. You know, we got more outlets than we used to have, you know? And
most,
like, it gives you more of a motivation to be like, you know what, I'm gonna be creative and put my shit out there just so I can say, you know what, I tried. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that's,
you know,
that's
what,
cool,
you
right
know
there.
I don't even put, you know, since I've had the station, I'm not even promoting my own stuff. It's about the love of music, you know what I'm saying? Because trust and believe, you know, back in the day, what was it, 2006, 2007, I had my own studio, the 3,600 square foot studio in the Corona Mall, you mean? And, you know, I was paying $5,000 a month, and I've been there as far as the whole trust game and music getting ripped off and this and that. So, you know, as far as my personal music and what I put out there, nah. You guys ain't getting it. I know who I put my stuff out there to. And trust and believe, I'm very well protected now. You know what I'm saying? Because I've had my stuff stolen. I've had, you know, been done wrong. But, hey, you know, that's part of being part of the game and learning and growing. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you guys just stay tuned. You know, it's not all about me. It's not all about TC Productions or any of the artists. It's about the love of music and the unity of music worldwide.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how you do it, baby.
That's right. Yep. You know, it's like there's not a lot of stations out there with this jams, you know, they be playing these jams and have, you know, the voice to put it out there, you know. What's up?
You know, you being in the situation that you're in, you know, where you're at, what you're going through, and what you're lacking as far as feeling fulfilled in life and being what you feel has been taken from you or maybe you might feel you've been robbed of. How does music inspire you and keep you going?
Music? You say how has music inspired me?
I'm sorry, I don't have my mic connected tonight. Yeah.
No, it's cool. I just wanted to share. Yeah, I mean, it's like music. I could put it like this. When I was in prison, I could put my headphones on, and go to the yard, and you know what I mean, lay down in a nice little cloudy spot, and just I'm free. You know what I mean? I'm free. I ain't even tripping.
Right.
And that's like music. I can listen to a song and it'll take me back to a moment in time. Like any type. I mean, any song is just, it goes perfect with a moment in time in my life that it just takes me back there. I could feel my emotions I felt at that time. I could feel, you know, and there's certain songs that just get to you like that. It's just like, you know, it's like, I don't know, like it makes your heart, you know. It kind of makes your heart smile, you know. but yeah, I mean that's how music has. I mean, if it wasn't for music, fuck, I couldn't be able to say, like, I wouldn't be able to keep going, you know. Like people have asked me, like, what would you rather not have? You know, the sense of sight or sound. I'd give up sight before I give up sound. You know, at least I could still listen to music, you know.
Right.
But definitely music has been a big part of my life. I love music.
Well, as Stevie Wonder would say, music is the key of life. Music is the key of life.
Oh yeah, you know what? And like with my music, man, if you go into my iTunes, you see things from the Beatles, you know, to the Doors, to Led Zeppelin, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Rage Against the Machine. You know, to gangster shit, to some N.W.A., you know, to some Spice One, you know, E-40, DJ Quick, you know, that's I got my playlist specially made, you know, for all that, and it's, you know, the different moods that I'm in, but I could, you know, people probably trip out and be like, damn, this who's listening to Coldplay? That's crazy. It's an N.W.A.
Cool.
You know, but that's one thing with music. I'm not ever ashamed of what I like. This is good. Some good shit. I like it. You know. This is some good Kelly Clarkson.
Hey, well,
Kelly Clarkson.
I'm from Earth, Wind and Fire to like the Backstreet Boys. I'll listen to anything that's got a beat to it.
Yeah, you know, you can't sit there and be judgmental. Be like, nah. Fuck that. This fool's weird. I ain't going to listen to that shit, you know. It's like, if it catches my ear, it'll catch my ear, and it'll give you that straight eargasm, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I actually got lost right here. Back on board. Anyways, yes, Eric.
Yeah.
Can you share with us a little bit about what you do with music and why you do it.
Why I do music?
Well, yeah.
I do music
because Mr. Eric Bush, as a reminder, Mr. Eric Bush is an artist.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? Yeah, well, like, I do music, I try to do, like, happy music. I'm not trying to really make a point really out there to anybody. I just do music, and what you get from it is your idea of the song. You know, I mean, I have a general idea of the music I make, and I throw it out there for you, and whatever you, whatever it hits you or whatever you think the song is, that's good for me, as long as it makes you think, you know. It doesn't talk about violence or crazy stuff that, you know, I do music that just kind of, you know, go, who's he talking about? Hey, that's kind of, oh, maybe it's like this, but that's kind of, you know, got a little beat to it. Other than that, that's that.
What category in music would you, I haven't had the opportunity to listen to music, Eric.
My
like, what would you compare,
writing.
Like, what artist would you compare yourself with that you would, you know, mostly sound like, you know, sounds like, you know,
pop,
pretty, more or less.
It's got a little, it's pop with a little bit of R&B flavor with a little bit of rock in it. It's kind of versatile, you know, you could, it's just,
yeah. Do you ever remember, I'm back, I keep getting kicked off, so, I apologize, it seems like I don't know what I'm talking about, or hey, talk about that. Do you remember hearing at any of my shows, Carlos, the Doozit song?
Which one?
The Doozit song.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. The what song?
I think you're saying the Doozit song.
The Doozit song?
Yeah, the Doozit song.
Nah, I don't think I've heard that one.
No?
The Doozit.
Yeah.
It sounds like, no,
shall
like you Doozit. Like, sounds kind of, yeah, I like to hear it. It sounds cool. Doozit, does it, huh?
Yeah.
It's not my normal style. I just did it just, you know.
But I like that, though, because he does it. I mean, he does it.
Well, that's how we do it.
I like that.
Different. I'm a little bit more in the R&B, but this is kind of cool. I just did this just for something different.
Okay.
Yep,
you going to throw that on, Mary?
Hey, if there's any callers out there, again, feel free to call.
Yeah. Feel free to call in. And if you've listened to past shows or if you're listening for the first time right now, been talking about...
Hey, Carlos, is the chat open?
You know what? I don't think it's open, man. I don't see it here.
Right.
End here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think... Mary was having problems with her microphone, she was saying.
Gotcha.
And she kept getting knocked off.
Gotcha.
Yeah, she'll probably come back. But yeah, man, so how long have you been doing music?
I've been doing music, maybe like when I was in my 20s, and I'm only 25. No, I was talking when I was back in my 20s. And,
you're talking about the 70s. The other day, man. See, now you're 25. That's impossible. man, Eric. Hey, you know what, Eric? You know what I trip out, man? are we going to Jeremiah right now?
Matrimony is the way. Out of my girl, I gotta live another day. Oh, do that, but we won't do that, baby. Connecting you now.
Yeah, man, let's go back down memory lane, man. Let's take her back to the 70s and shit, baby. Yeah.
Like a star slipping out of place, sliding from the sky, tumbling through space. When you touch my hand, I swear I like I'm falling,
like a wheel, whirling round and round, rolling down a hill, spinning on the ground. Your kisses make me dizzy, yeah, in the head, and I'm falling.
I love this game, cause this game love me back. I'm pushing the lack, smoking facts like a Mac Mac. Bringing it back, banging the 8-track track. The Dramatics and Battle Cat and Snoop like that. Big stars and big cars. We pull up at the big clubs and sit at the big bars. Sipping champagne with a bowl of caviar. Hell yeah, you are, yeah, you are. Say it, cause they all deny it. Play it, play it, cause you can't deny it. As fly as it get, as fly as I spit, you know it's the shit. It's so gangsta, gangsta bitch. Switch back to the old school, old fools know. This here thing we do so original. I got to have it, lavish is how we establish. On the real love one, it feels good to have it.
I can roll, sipping down the street, looking low, slow to me, bumping to the beat.
The streets that keep me busy, yeah, making bread, and I'm falling, I'm falling, oh, here I go, falling, make it go, working for myself, cause it feels so,
I keep women on my line, cause they know.
Do that, who that, you that one they call on. Baller, get your ball on. It's all on, I fall on to a new groove. Really ain't nothing to prove. We set the move, or shoot some pool, or blaze a cool. What a fool. Now, you can cruise if you choose, but I prefer to do the cha-cha. And once my smoke hits your throat, you know I gotcha. Watch out, no need to pull your Glock out. It's a player's affair. Now, look at my hair, and the girls with me, they got the same thing on. Pimp, pimp, hooray, my nigga, get your bang on. Cause my uncle's about to get they sang on. And all around the world, my nigga, it's the same song. And when it's time for you calling, falling, with no stalling, keep it balling.
Just rolling through his time, stacking down the beat,
stacking down the beat. Because he's love, love in every city. That's why he's falling.
There it is, cause it is there. Now have a seat and come see the game from a player. They say time brings change and change brings time. It's so genuine and so divine. It's been so long, in fact it's overdue. Now tell me baby girl, what can Deagle Double G do for you? I feel for you, I always look over you. It's really not much that a player wouldn't do for you. So quit stalling and falling, and come get a ball of some of this balling. Now quit stalling and calling, and come get yourself a ball of this balling, balling, balling.
Yeah, that's right, this is our radio station, 187.4, DJ, sock it to your ass, with something from the Dramatics, and
Yeah. Oh, that's a jam right there.
Who was that by?
I got my homeboy right here in the background, my homeboy Green. He's right here sitting in the broadcast. Right, he's chilling. That's who you've been hearing in the background. So what's up, Green Man? What's cracking, dude?
What's up, how you feeling? How you feeling, man?
The one that spoke before with you.
Remember the that on that Chuck Taylor show?
Yeah, yeah.
Chuko Taylor.
How you doing?
Yeah,
Mom?
He was on. That's Green.
Was his name G? Yellow.
All right. Hey, you want to give any shout outs?
Hey, Mari.
Yeah, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Hey, Mari.
How's that cappuccino doing, man?
I'm the one that fucking kicks it right here. I'm fucking 40-something years old, and I'm the one that has an old lady that fucking knows every oldie that you put on the radio. Every any kind of music that you put on,
hey,
she
does
could
though.
Sing.
She, does
she could sing to it.
Tell her I don't have that she wants to hear, you guys go ahead and submit that shit to via email, you know what I'm saying? And I'll put that shit on for you guys.
Yeah, she got, hey, you know what, Mary, she got like she'll be telling me, hey, fool, play this, and I'll be like, what's this? And I'll search it and I'll find it. And I'll be like, fucking Tina, this is a jam. I haven't heard this in a minute. And she's like, I know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? And it's just like, yeah, she be playing that good shit. But you know, Green's right here, just chilling, you know?
He's kicking back,
right?
You know?
Hey, I just want to give a shout out to all you guys out there. You know what I mean? Everybody out there that is going through it, right there on the other side of the border, keep your heads up. You know, continue to have your faith, and no matter what, you know what I'm saying, continue to tune in to Versatile Radio, and let us put you guys in the groove, and keep your heads bopping, you know what I'm saying? Anything you want to hear,
go ahead
and get at Carlo, you know, he'll go ahead and submit it to the studio, and that way we can play that for you guys.
Yeah. You know, we bumping these jams, man. You know, like, since the first time that I talked to you on the radio, I was like, man, this is cool out here. We're bumping. That day, it was about, like, 15 of us right here on my pad. We're all chilling, you know, and little by little, everybody broke up, everybody left, you know, we started taking off, and you know, this fool just stepped back in right now.
but that's how we've been doing it
right here. We'll be just kicking it. The homies just stop by, and we'll just chill, you know. Have a few beers.
You know what? Check it out. We're going to have to, you know, Versatile Radio, we're going to have to show you guys a little bit of some Riverside love. And we're going to cross that border and go hang out with y'all right there and maybe even take it to, you know, a little beachfront, you know, bonfire and broadcast live right there to chill with y'all right there. You know what I'm saying? Let you know you're not alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We got Rosarito right here about like 30 minutes from here, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, that's the spot
crazy.
Right there. Yeah. I've been living out here. I haven't been there in a minute either.
Yeah, I haven't been to Rosarito Beach since I was, I don't want to say back in the 70s.
What do you know about those clubs right there in Rosarito back in the days, back in the like the early 2000s and like the 90s? Those clubs are banging. Man, you go to club. What was it, Club Boom Boom and Papa's and Beer? You know what I mean? Yeah. And you buy that wristband with $10 by the wristband, and you can drink all night. That's the shit right there.
wanna see you doing good. I don't wanna get rich, leave you in the hood. Girl, in my eyes, you the baddest. The reason why I love you, you don't like me cause my status. I don't wanna see you with a carriage, living average. I wanna do my thing so we be established. And I don't want you rocking the fabric. Girl, I wanna give you carriage till you feel you a rabbit. Anything in your path, once you can have. Walk through the mall, if you like it, you could grab. Total it all up and put it on my tab. And then tell your friends all the fun you had.
Tell me what you want from me.
Come here to Popeye. You don't like the way his hot ties looking at Shada. In the 600, ain't no smoking cigada. Come over here, I think I see your baby father. Here go the number to my casa. If you in a rush, you call me mañana. Whatever you need, girlfriend, I got the whole enchilada. Just the way you like it, mate's gonna do you proper. Girl, I could tell you was meant for me. I could tell by the way you were sent to me. While I'm on tour trying to make them centuries. And they ask who you mean, you better mention me. If you don't, you know you got a problem. Said you want no beef, girlfriend, don't start now. And it just so happened that I'm seeing cat. Cause you messed up a lot just trying to be fast. And I ain't gonna ask who smashed the E-class. Pull up to the rib with the whole front crash. Now you wanna laugh, good thing that's the past. If you ever lie again, girl, that'll be your last.
Tell me what you want from me.
Doing these things for you. You did things for me, it wouldn't believe you did. That's why I always want to keep you here. In a year or two, girl, I can see you with my kids. Girl, you make a thug want to get a legal gig. It's only right we spend our lonely night getting crazy biz till we awake the kids. Don't get too loud, got respect for your honey. To keep it all real, you come second to my money. And can you be my ghetto love prophecy? Everybody love you, girl, not just me. And I know that you really care a lot for me. Want to see you happy, even if it's not with me. Not with me.
Yeah, we back on.
Yes, she is. How you doing, Carlos?
Are we back on?
You doing all right there, sir? All
right.
Yeah, how's Green doing?
Oh, Green's right here right next to me, man. He's chilling. We're having a few beers, you know, just kicking back, you know, doing this little show. Trying to just chill.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, is there any are you receiving any background noise there, man, from my end?
Yeah.
Or, am I coming pretty clear?
No, I don't hear it on the radio. I can just hear us talking right now. And
okay, all right, man. Cause I got my fan right here next to me, man. I'm hoping I'm not getting any kind of like air sounds,
uh-huh.
You know. Everything's well, good. All right. What's up, man? What's up, Eric? How you feeling tonight, man?
I'm feeling wonderful. I'm feeling wonderful. Getting ready for tomorrow. You know, I gotta do some studio work tomorrow, so I'm gonna be soon headed to bed and thinking about some music. And other than that. I'm gonna have a good day tomorrow, and I hope you do too,
yeah.
Sir.
Hey, man, you know what, man, my homie right here, we're listening to that jam, dude. We're both saying like you know, I think Mary could be Fergie, you know what I mean, and I could be that other guy that's on there, you know, the Asian guy. I let my hair grow out, start sporting a ponytail, you know, and then you know we'll be the next Black Eyed Peas, but we'll have to be something else. We'll be the
we'll be the baked beans on the side.
The baked beans.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I could picture Eric with that crazy robot suit that Will I Am be wearing, you know, in that video. That you know, I'm a bee. Man, you got that robot, so I'm like, yeah, here we go. That's every voice right there, all day.
Well, you gotta do too.
No, but that's a good jam though, man. Hey, but you know what? I have heard that song before though, man.
Yeah.
I have heard it. It hit a tune. I've heard it. I'm pretty sure I've heard it on the show before. So all right. That was you, Eric. That was you.
Yeah, that was me.
That was a good jam though, man. You know, it's catchy.
Thank you, sir.
It's catchy.
Thank you, sir.
You know, that's pop.
Catchy.
Popular,
yeah.
You know, I'm trying to get that popular, you know. That's good.
Well, you
but
know, you figure,
like, that
listen to the sounds
I'm sorry,
of the radio. You know, listen to the sounds that are coming back. The 80s are coming back. That 80s style of music.
Yeah, it is. It is, you know.
Yeah, it is.
It's already gone only so far with music, I mean, to where it's like everything you hear is either repetition. I mean, it's like, it's hard to hear something new, you know. I would like to hear some new shit though, something that's like, whoa, shit, like something that's not like crazy,
figure,
like that dude that who was that guy, man, that had that dance, that the Asian guy, he had that what was that Guantanamo something? No, what was it? You know what I'm talking about, dude? The guy that comes out on the video dancing, the Asian dude, and I mean this song was a hit, and I could not figure out why. Why is like, but you could just hear it everywhere. Gundam style, that song.
Oh, say it again.
You know what I mean? I'm saying how you know, it's crazy how a song like that song is such a hit, and you know, got millions of viewers on YouTube, and that dude's probably rich now, and probably be a one hit wonder.
You figure in the music business, if you got music behind you, somebody can make it.
Yeah,
you know?
All you gotta do is make that catchy shit, man. And other people are like, fuck that, notice that. Oh, fuck that, man. I'm trying to make money, dude. If I can make some crazy shit that motherfuckers are gonna wanna hear, I'm gonna make some crazy shit that motherfuckers wanna hear. But I'm gonna make money, you know what I mean?
yo. That was Halina. They're out of actually Europe right there. What do you guys think about that type of music?
Love it.
That's cool.
Do you
cool.
Really?
That's cool right there. Like,
yeah, dude. That's that.
What do you think about that? I want to know what you two think about freestyle music, because actually, Carlos, you know, you and I actually we met up in Freestyle Paradise Radio chat room, and you were
yeah.
Mr. DJ yeah. Shadow was singing that freestyle.
Yeah. Hey, freestyle cool. I like that shit, you know. I like that funk freestyle, all that old school shit, you know. But every time I hear it takes me back to walking into a club, you know, and just hearing that bang, you just hearing a bang, you know. And it's like yeah.
Years later, beat you know what it was and what it is now. You still bang it? I mean, not bang it, but you still bump it.
To be honest, a lot of the new stuff, I don't really know it too much. I can't sit here and name names, but freestyle, I like it. I like the sound of it, but I'm not like a big fan to where I can sit here and tell you artist names and all that. You know, but it's cool. I like to listen to it. You know.
I'm going to let you know right now, hey, I'm a freestyle freak.
Yeah.
Bring it.
yeah. That was Willie Valentin. I want to give a shout out right now to all of our supporters. Estrella's Love, gracias for supporting us and, you know, doing your thing right there on Facebook and, you know, everybody else, Mr. Alex Jimenez, once again, Chuck Taylor, and never going to forget Mr. Young Tra right here in Riverside, of course, Eric Bush, Carlos, and anybody and everybody else, you know, that I can't name right now. It's a little late, and, you know, I've been drinking a whole lot of Frappuccinos.
That was good.
Yeah.
Frappuccinos. Where you get your Frappuccinos?
Right here, you know, studio. My studio right here is right next to the coffee field. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Starbucks, baby.
that makes me want to. That makes me want to go out and buy myself a pair of new shoes.
Oh, it makes me want to go out and buy me a drink.
Well, cappuccino and some new shoes.
Hey, you know what though? Hey, Mary, my homeboy. You know you mentioned the freestyle and all that, right? My homeboy, he went crazy over here. I mean, he started like all of a sudden he became the freestyle whisperer. You know what I mean? He's talking about all. Look, once you start spitting the freestyle, what's the freestyle right here, Green, that you were talking about? He was talking about all these different kinds of groups.
Hey, did he grab that hairspray out of your cupboard?
Lisa, Stevie B, fucking the Cold Jam, the motherfucking man, all of them and shit, you know?
Just sometimes like telling me, hey, fool, hey, you should have said Stevie B, fool, you should have said Stevie B, come on, dog, how you not gonna know Stevie B? I'm like, hey, fool, fuck, Stevie B's the shit, but I didn't even realize he was freestyle until he pointed it out to me. Right. You know what I mean? But yeah. I'm learning the freestyle, more of the freestyle. I mean, I like it, but I've never really actually been a big fan of it, you know? And if I don't really know it, I can't sit here and be like, yeah, well, this and this and this and that, you know? My homeboy right here, he's a freestyle whisperer, I'm calling him from now on. Got a new fucking Picasso, what's that?
Green. Hey, folks, we're...
So, what you got coming up, Mary? Did we lose Mary there, Eric?
No, I think I'm not too sure what Mary's doing. Maybe that cappuccino ticket took over for her.
Yeah, you know what? I think the cappuccino was like, you know what? I it needs to come out.
Oh,
I hear music, it makes me dance. Yes, it does.
Hey,
Eric, at least tap a toe.
Yeah.
Eric, Carlos, hey, what year were you supposed to graduate, Carlos, or did you graduate?
I was supposed to graduate in 98, but I didn't graduate.
All right, I didn't graduate either. I got my GED in prison, DDC. Wait, we're kidding. Eric, what year did you graduate?
79.
All right. Well, I was supposed to graduate in 88, and if I would have, this was our theme song right here. Damn.
The way I saw my hair.